This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us. You're listening to The Morning Run with Lin Mark, Sharitz Abdullah and Wong Xiaoning. Now, the government has said that they will discontinue the hiring of foreign workers for service subsectors like laundry, textiles, hairdressing, as well as goldsmith businesses in stages beginning from this year until 2021.
So Home Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, he said that this was agreed upon at a meeting at the joint committee of his ministry and the Human Resource Ministry on Foreign Workers Management. So the proposal was put forward by the Ministry of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs, and they've justified that the prioritisation of local employment as well as focus on the sectors which will stimulate the economy.
Yes, further studies will be taken by the Institute of Labour Market Information and Analysis into the demand for foreign workers in the warehousing sector. This is also in response to the Transport Ministry's proposal for foreigners to be hired. For example, there's a demand for foreigners to be employed as drivers of movers or logistic companies at Westports or Tanjung Pelapas Port. The study's outcome will redetermine the government's appropriate agency as a regulator for this subsector.
And on the on the impact of limiting foreign workers in service subsectors, we turn to Dr. Mohamed Yusof Sa'ari, Senior Lecturer, the Faculty of Economics and Management at University Putra, Malaysia. Good morning, Dr. Yusof. So how dependent is the service subsectors comprising laundry, textile, hairdressing and goldsmith businesses? How dependent are they actually on foreign workers?
Good morning, guys. If I may start with the overall of dependency of foreign workers for the Malaysian economy, the dependency quite high. For example, in the Labour Force Survey 2018, which is the latest data that available, about 2.2 million of foreign workers employed in Malaysia, which consists of about 15% of our total workforce. And the foreign workers mostly distributed in manufacturing, which made up 25%, agriculture 23%, construction 13%, and wholesale and retail trade 12%. In relation to the subsectors, laundry, textile, hairdressing, I do not have the specific data for the sectors, but broadly, this category of subsectors consists of 13%, about 13% of total foreign workers in Malaysia, quite high actually.
Okay, so what knock-on effect will it have on industries that support the foreign worker labour sector, like money, remittance services, low-price convenience store, you know, like KK Mart and Mamak Restaurant, the Mamak restaurants?
For general readers, I think for the public, the most important effect is remittance. I mean, the outflow of money from Malaysia to the home country of foreign workers. Last year, about 105 billion ringgit money outflow from Malaysia to their home countries. So if you imagine that this 105 billion ringgit, if we pump the money into the Malaysian economy by employing local people, this definitely will have a significant impact to the Malaysian economy. The other effect is about the productivity growth. Basically, this sector, when they employ foreign workers, one of the effects that they have to consider is foreign workers basically do not really promote productivity growth. This is the reason why if we take Singapore as an example, during their period of development, they really pay attention on the migrants of low skill in particular, or low skill. So they do not promote the migrant or low skill because they know that if they promote the low skill of foreign workers, this definitely will limit the productivity growth of the country.
And Dr. Yusof, in your opinion, in terms of foreign labour, what is actually the biggest issue the country is facing now? And what can the government do to take appropriate measures to address it?
At least there are three main issues regarding the foreign workers. One is our monetary outflow, I mean our income outflow from Malaysia to other countries. As I mentioned previously, last year, about 155 billion ringgit, our money flow to abroad. Another issue is low wage. Basically, from research and from the observation, the fact is that foreign workers basically they are substitute to the local workers to some extent, and when we too depend on foreign workers, the price that we have to pay for the local economy is the wage slowly grows, or at least to some sector, the wage is stagnant. In addition to that, productivity grows. When we too depend on productivity growth, when we too depend on labor, foreign workers, the price that we have to pay is productivity limit. This is the reason why developed countries, they do not too depend on the low skill. Because I'm saying that low skill because most of the workers in foreign workers in Malaysia, they fall under a category of low skill. Only 5.6% they are high skilled, basically the rest are low skilled.
No, and so Dr. Yusof, earlier you mentioned a number, 2.2 million foreign workers in the country, right? And of course, these numbers also don't necessarily take into account undocumented foreign workers. So in reality, the number could be much higher. But you mentioned a distribution specifically in areas, particularly in areas like manufacturing, agriculture, construction, and these are the areas that we're seeing a high concentration of foreign workers in. So in terms of these sectors that the government has named, so laundry, textiles, goldsmith services, are these rather low-hanging fruit in terms of labour reforms, you know, in addressing this larger low-wage conundrum that Malaysia is facing?
Yeah, definitely 2.2 million is the official, but we can expect that another 2 million of foreign workers are distributed outside there. And back to the question, is low-hanging fruit? Yeah, to some extent, one of the reasons why employers dependent on foreign workers because of the issue of low wage, and then issue of they want to maximize profit without thinking or without realizing, taking into consideration, maximizing the social benefit of the country.
Thank you so much, Dr. Yusof. And that was Dr. Mohamed Yusof Sa'ari, Senior Lecturer at the Faculty of Economics and Management at University Putra, Malaysia, giving us his thoughts on the latest news out of the government that they would be suspending foreign workers or the hiring of foreign workers in particular subsectors. But he did agree that these are easier, I think, subsectors to address, first of all, because they're not the main contributors to the economy at the end of the day. These are the ones, those would be the plantation sectors, the construction sectors, where you see a high concentration of foreign workers.
So I know that it sounds like we're targeting the lower hanging fruits. And at the same time, all these jobs are, you know, one of the things that they share in common is that they are sort of indoors. They are probably, you know, exposed to air conditioning and so forth. So there could be potential demand of people wanting to take up this job. Again, the issue with foreign workers is that it's not about just the wages. I mean, it is, but it's not just that. It's also the whether or not locals want to take up the job, even with a slight increase, the nature of the job, like we say, the 3 Ds, right? And whether they are going to take on the job if we're talking about, you know, increasing just slightly over the minimum wage.
I think in the end of the day, if you have these foreign workers, you end up having depressing the wages of these jobs, right? Mm. So in other words, a lot of locals don't want to be hairdressers. But if honestly, there's less foreign workers, do you not think wages of hairdressers will go up and that it will suddenly appeal to our own Malaysians as a real job prospect? That's the whole logic behind reducing our dependency on foreign workers, and we do have to start somewhere. So this is a good move.
Mm.
Now, in line with that, we are asking you that question, which is a better policy to increase wages? That's happening on the BFM Twitter account, at BFM Radio. So far, of the just shy of 70 votes that we've received, 36% said the better policy would be to increase the minimum wage, 27% said reduce foreign workers, 8% said neither, just shy of 30% said it's complicated. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.